Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, January 9, 2025.
India's economic outlook for 2025. India is facing a tough economic landscape, with a projected growth rate of just 6.4% for the fiscal year ending in March 2025, marking the slowest growth in 4 years. This slowdown follows a period of strong growth, driven by weaker investments and disappointing corporate earnings. The Nifty 50 Index, which tracks the top 50 companies on the National Stock Exchange of India, dropped 12% from late September to November 2024, although it rebounded to an 8.7% gain by year-end. Prime Minister Modi's ambitious goals are now under scrutiny, especially with concerns about global trade dynamics influenced by Donald Trump's potential return to power. Madhavi Arora, chief economist at MK Global Financial Services, highlights the urgent need to boost consumer confidence. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is actively meeting with industry leaders to discuss plans for stimulating growth, including tax cuts and increasing disposable income. The recent appointment of Sanjay Malhotra as the new central bank governor signals a shift towards prioritizing economic growth over price stability. As India navigates these challenges, developing realistic plans to enhance its trade profile becomes crucial, especially with potential tariffs targeting China.
Chinese millionaires seek new horizons amid economic turmoil. Around 15,200 millionaires from China are planning to relocate in 2024, driven by rising worries about the country's economic stability. With youth unemployment surpassing 17% and household spending making up only 40% of the gross domestic product, the situation is concerning. In 2023, economic activity has slowed significantly, and the property market has dropped by 8%, leading to a surge in money leaving the country. Last year, 13,800 wealthy individuals departed China, marking a notable increase. Jane Ming, a successful business owner from Shanghai, has moved her finances abroad, expressing deep concerns about the Chinese healthcare system and the overall economic climate. The mysterious disappearance of investment banker Bao Fan has only heightened fears among investors. While Chinese authorities are trying to reassure the private sector, trust has been shaken due to ongoing crackdowns on various industries. With restrictions limiting annual transfers to $50,000, many affluent individuals are exploring alternative ways to move their assets. Singapore has become a popular destination for these relocations, but increased scrutiny from local authorities raises questions about the future of this financial migration. The ongoing economic struggles in China, combined with the trend of wealthy individuals leaving, could have serious implications for the country's economy.
Impact of Trump's climate policies on global efforts. Global efforts to tackle climate change could face serious challenges if President-elect Donald Trump pulls the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement again. Wopke Hoekstra, the European Union's climate chief, warns that this move would greatly weaken international climate diplomacy. The Paris Agreement is crucial for limiting global warming and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, with the U.S. currently being the second largest polluter, just behind China. If the U.S. exits, other countries will need to ramp up their climate efforts. Trump's team is preparing for this withdrawal, adding urgency as the EU approaches a February 2025 deadline to submit new climate plans to the United Nations. While the EU's political timeline may not align with this deadline, it aims to have its climate strategy for 2035 ready by the UN Climate Summit in November 2025 in Brazil. What will these decisions mean for our planet's future?
Global bond market turmoil and economic impacts. A major sell-off in government bond markets is causing chaos in global finance, coinciding with a rise in the US dollar. This situation raises concerns for investors, especially with President-elect Donald Trump's upcoming policies. On January 8, 2025, the 10-year Treasury yield in the U.S. jumped to over 4.7%, its highest since April 2023, impacting trillions in daily transactions. In the U.K., the yield on 30-year government bonds, known as gilts, climbed to around 5.4%, the highest since 1998. Germany's 10-year bund yield has also reached a five-month high, reflecting rising inflation in the Eurozone. The S&P 500 index, which surged after Trump's election victory, has started to falter. Trump has criticized high U.S. interest rates, despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to ease monetary policy. As central banks work to fix their finances, long-term yields are hitting multi-year highs globally. This economic landscape is marked by rising interest rates and inflation concerns, which will have lasting impacts on global markets.
Jefferies Financial Group's impressive profit surge. Jefferies Financial Group, a top investment banking firm in New York, celebrated a remarkable profit leap for the fourth quarter of 2024, with earnings more than tripling. This impressive growth was fueled by higher fees from advisory services and strong underwriting activity. Released on January 8, 2025, the report highlighted positive market conditions, including falling interest rates and expectations of lighter regulations under President-elect Donald Trump, which have boosted business sentiment towards mergers and acquisitions, where companies combine or one buys another. In 2024, global investment banking revenue soared by 26%, reaching an astounding $86.8 billion, with North America leading the way at a 33% increase. Jefferies ranked 7th in fees among banks, with its investment banking revenue skyrocketing nearly 73% to $986.8 million. Overall, Jefferies generated total revenue of $1.96 billion, a significant rise from $1.2 billion the previous year. Analysts are closely watching Jefferies as a bellwether for larger banks, expecting global deal volumes to exceed $4 trillion in 2025, the highest level in 4 years. This optimistic outlook is supported by promises of reduced regulation and lower corporate taxes, suggesting a more favorable business environment ahead. What does this mean for the future of investment banking?
Veterans call for support of Afghan allies. Hundreds of veterans and former U.S. officials are urging President-elect Donald Trump to keep special visas for Afghans who risked their lives supporting the U.S. during the Taliban conflict. This urgent appeal, led by the coalition hashtag AfghanEvac, highlights the strong bonds between U.S. military personnel and Afghan interpreters. The letter asks for continued funding to help at-risk Afghans relocate and urges Congress to approve an additional 50,000 special visas, as the current limit is about to be reached. Sean Vandiver, head of hashtag AfghanEvac, fears that Trump may impose restrictions, leaving these allies vulnerable. Since the Taliban regained control of Kabul in August 2021, over 183,000 Afghans and their families have been relocated to the U.S. However, with more than 20,000 visa applications still pending and a rejection rate of nearly 40%, the future of these resettlement efforts is uncertain. The letter, signed by over 380 veterans, including Jack McCain, son of the late Senator John McCain, underscores the critical nature of the situation. The outcome will profoundly impact the lives of many Afghans who bravely supported U.S. operations.
United Health Group shareholders push for accountability. Shareholders of United Health Group, a top health insurance provider in the U.S., are demanding a report on the costs and public health impacts of the company's practices that restrict access to healthcare. This call for transparency follows the tragic shooting of CEO Brian Thompson in New York City in December 2024. The proposal highlights serious concerns about approval processes for medical care and the denial of essential services, which many believe hinder patient treatment. Wendell Potter, a former executive at Cigna, strongly supports this resolution, stressing that these delays harm not just patients but the entire community. While United Health claims to approve 90% of medical claims, critics argue this figure doesn't reflect the real struggles many patients face. The resolution has gained traction from various religious organizations and investment firms like Trillium Asset Management, all advocating for greater accountability in healthcare. As the company prepares for its annual meeting in June, discussions around this proposal are expected to address significant issues within the U.S. healthcare system. The push for a report on healthcare denials underscores a growing demand for insurance companies to ensure patients receive the care they need without unnecessary barriers. What will it take for real change to happen?
concerns over illegal coltan exports from DRC to Rwanda. A recent United Nations report has raised serious concerns about illegal coltan exports from the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, to Rwanda. Coltan, a vital mineral used in electronics, has been illegally shipped by rebels in eastern DRC, with over 150 metric tons exported last year. This situation significantly taints the mineral supply chain in the Great Lakes region. The illegal trade surged after the M23 movement, a Tutsi-led group allegedly backed by Rwanda, seized control of the Rubaya area, known for its rich coltan deposits. The rebels established a mining ministry, effectively controlling coltan exports and complicating sourcing for tech companies. They reportedly collected around $800,000 each month in taxes from coltan production and doubled local diggers' wages to maintain operations. This issue has drawn the attention of major tech firms like Apple Incorporated, which faces claims of using conflict minerals. The DRC has filed criminal complaints against Apple subsidiaries in France and Belgium for sourcing from conflict zones. This ongoing situation not only disrupts the local economy, but also raises ethical questions for global supply chains, potentially leading to higher prices for consumers and reputational risks for corporations.
SoftBank and Arm Holdings iAmpere Computing Acquisition. Big moves are happening in the tech world as SoftBank Group and its subsidiary Arm Holdings consider a game-changing buy of Ampere Computing, a semiconductor company backed by Oracle. This news, reported on January 9, 2025, highlights Arm's interest in Ampere as it seeks to strengthen its position. However, sources say these talks might not lead to a deal. Arm, based in Cambridge, UK, has chosen not to comment, while Ampere, located in the United States, has remained silent. Founded by tech leader Rene James, Ampere focuses on creating energy-efficient chips used by giants like Oracle and Google. Oracle has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in Ampere, showcasing its potential in the competitive semiconductor market. This interest from SoftBank and Arm reflects a growing trend of consolidation in tech, where companies aim to enhance their capabilities. What happens next could greatly affect the semiconductor industry, shaping pricing and innovation in technology.
Novo Nordisk and Valo Health expand partnership. Novo Nordisk, a top Danish pharmaceutical company based in Bagsværd, is expanding its collaboration with Valo Health, a tech-driven firm from the United States. This partnership aims to create new therapies for obesity and related heart and metabolic health issues using human data and AI. Initially launched in September 2023, the agreement has now grown from 11 to 20 potential drug developments after disappointing results from Novo Nordisk's drug candidate, CagriSema. Analysts predict that the obesity drug market could soar to around $150 billion in the next decade, highlighting the significant financial stakes involved. Under the new terms, Valo Health could receive up to $190 million in near-term payments, along with milestone payments that might total about $4.6 billion. As competition intensifies, especially with companies like Eli Lilly also developing similar treatments, this partnership could greatly impact public health and healthcare costs worldwide. What does this mean for the millions struggling with obesity?
Labor negotiations secure future for dock workers. Labor negotiations have successfully prevented a strike for 45,000 dock workers on the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts. On January 9, 2025, the International Longshoremen's Association and the United States Maritime Alliance reached a deal on a new six-year contract. This agreement addresses key issues like automation while protecting existing jobs and creating new opportunities. Workers will see a significant wage increase of 62% over the next 6 years, emphasizing the need for fair pay. This comes after a previous strike in October 2025 that disrupted shipping and trade. Major players like APM, Costco Shipping, and MSC are involved in this vital industry. As negotiations continue, the stability of the shipping sector is crucial for strong supply chains, especially with President-elect Donald Trump set to take office on January 20, 2025.
Former FBI informant sentenced for false claims against Biden's. A former FBI informant, Alexander Smirnov, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for lying about President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Smirnoff admitted to making up false records after misleading his FBI handler about alleged bribes from executives at Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company. He claimed that Burisma executives said they hired Hunter to protect them, through his father. Additionally, he falsely alleged that both Joe and Hunter Biden received $5 million in bribes. This scandal raises serious questions about the FBI's integrity and the political fallout for the Biden family. The sentencing took place in Los Angeles, where U.S. District Judge Otis Wright oversaw the case. Special Counsel David Weiss argued that Smirnoff abused his position to sway the 2020 presidential election. As Hunter Biden faces ongoing legal challenges, this situation adds complexity to the Biden administration's efforts to manage public scrutiny.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.